my goodness. Whole meatloaf. A late lunch for you folks working around there and playing whatever you do in the WNEW-FM in New York. Oh, speaking about working, it was 3 days ago, the afternoon here, I started a little conversation with people who are or who are not allowed to listen to the radio at work in the afternoon. And I am telling you, I didn't realize what was going to happen, but I have a huge amount of mail. I mean, it's stacks and stacks. That over the weekend, I'm going to just go over that whole thing there, and I'm just overwhelmed and also extremely happy that so many people responded from where they work and what they like and so forth, but the fact they're able to listen to the radio, and in most cases, or the ones I started to get at right away when this first came in, that people are able to listen and they love it and it keeps them going and helps their productivity and, you know, helps keep the day going and everything else. It's great. And so those of you who mailed a letter, I just asked for... If you do get to listen at work, it was like Scott Muni at WNEW-FM, 655 3rd Avenue, New York City, 10017. And sometimes if you're really hung up on super people or certain artists, you could mention that too. And show me on your letterhead where you work and what, you know, what goes on during the day there. It's just been phenomenal. So I'm going to take a real close look at everything and we'll respond in some sort of way. But I'm really happy that so many of you do have the opportunity, including bosses, too. Hey, not just employees. Hey, boss says it's okay if you listen, but he's listening, too. All right. Work, if that's the way, well, I mean, you could tell me where you work and what you like in the way of artists and all that just by putting it on your stationary letterhead and letting us know. To Scott Muni at WNEW-FM, 655 3rd Avenue, New York City, 10017. We are playing Pretenders.
Almost alone and lying here in the dark, making love on the phone. sound so nice. You whisper sweet things and you tell me what to do.
Love on the Phone, Suzanne Fellini, and before it, the Pretenders with a little mystery achievement. Pretenders and Suzanne Fellini, and guess who else? Robin Sagan. All together here at WNEW-FM in New York, and here with the news is Robin. Robin?
Thank you, Scott, and good afternoon, everyone. Bargaining efforts continue today between the city and its municipal unions. Today's discussions expected to include givebacks from the unions, the city hoping to finance any future wage hikes with increased productivity from the workers. Contracts for those 235,000 city workers expire June 30th. The hostage standoff continues at the Iranian embassy in London, where gunmen are holding 19 embassy workers demanding the release of jailed comrades in Iran. Reports from Tehran, two of those prisoners were executed today.
Two unemployed workers accused of inciting strikes, sit-ins, and violence in Awaz University were executed in Awaz at the Iranian province of Khuzestan. These two men were convicted of activities against the Islamic Republican government. They were accused of taking part in most sit-in strikes and demonstrations against the government in Khuzestan. They had also been leaders of the violence in the university in Awaz.
Canadian press reporter Bob Douglas. Confrontations outside the embassy continue in London, where negotiations with the gunmen are reportedly going well.
Though the core of Iranian demonstrators here, enclosed within double police barricades, has dwindled, more protesters have gathered again today outside police lines. Several hundred supporting the Iranians inside the police enclosures wave carnations, talk amongst themselves, and carry posters bearing anti-American slogans. Not far away, inside the gates of Hyde Park, are a number of British counter-demonstrators, alternately screaming, go home, and just standing around. There's a strong police presence throughout, but police are not armed and are trying to keep a low profile. There are fears that tempers could flare this weekend when soccer and rugby matches bring thousands of people into this part of the city. Meanwhile, the talking continues between police and gunmen holding about 20 hostages.
Scott Muni and Mountain.
Thank you.
some rock and roll from the Grateful Dead. Easy. Easy to love you. Easy to love you, and before it, Mountain did Tonta, a little short instrumental opening to the Nantucket Sleigh Ride at WNEW-FM New York.
For Dr. Pepper, here are the Statler Brothers.
I drink Dr. Pepper, don't you see? 'Cause it's the perfect taste for me. That original taste, you know, is making peppers everywhere you go. I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, we're a pepper. If you drink Dr. Pepper, you're a pepper too. Us peppers are an interesting breed. An original taste is what we need.
Ask any Statler and he'll say,
only Dr. Pepper tastes that way.
Earl's a pepper,
Lou's a pepper,
Don's a pepper,
Bill's a pepper.
Would you like to be a pepper too?
Be a pepper.
Drink Dr. Pepper,
we're all peppers.
Drink Dr. Pepper,
there is only one motion picture that expands your senses to their fullest. There is only one Fantasia. Now, for the first time, the screen lights up to the brilliance of Fantasia in stereo sound. Fantasia. It's the ultimate experience of color, light, and sound. Fantasia. Rated G.
And now playing at Reed Ziegfeld, UA Cinema 150 in Syosset, and UA Bellevue in Montclair.
Before you buy another battery, stop. From EverReady Technology comes something powerfully special.
Energizer.
The Energizer. It outlasts anybody's ordinary carbon battery. Anybody's. In fact, no battery outlasts the Energizer. That's a promise from EverReady, and we know our batteries.
The Energizer.
Comparing the Energizer to ordinary carbon batteries is like comparing a bunt to a home run. No contest. The Energizer is that powerfully different. In your calculator, cassette recorder, camera, switch up to the Energizer. You'll never put in or put up with ordinary batteries again.
The Energizer.
The Energizer. EverReady wouldn't stand for anything less.
The Energizer.
Long life.
The Energizer, right. Hey, mark down that date Sunday, May 18th, just a couple of weeks away. We'll be out in Central Park, all the people from NEWFM, for our annual bike-a-thon to help those with the United Cerebral Palsy. Many groups and organizations and businesses have gotten together, and they make it a day, a Sunday, of fun on the bicycle and plan a picnic in between where around lunchtime. You know, they all stop and everybody has some sandwiches and some soda and whatever goes on and all the rest of that, and do some more biking. And, of course, the idea is to make money. And so you get everybody together there and get people to pledge and say, oh, you can't do a bike that far. You can't. But you do it and you go ahead and we have a lot of fun. It's a fantastic day. Last year was the biggest year ever, and we're going to top that this year. So get everybody ready and do that by getting your bike-a-thon kit. And they'll mail it to you. It's free. As a matter of fact, the things that are printed, the forms and everything else, are done by people learning the printing trade who have cerebral palsy. So it's not like they got to go out to printing companies and spend money and all that. People who are learning a trade who have cerebral palsy print up all the things for you and your forms and everything else, and that is great. Call now and get your free bike-a-thon kit and be ready to roll with us on May 18th, a Sunday in Central Park. Also be in Staten Island, maybe even Brooklyn, too, this year. We'll find out and pass that on to you. Free registration kit is at 212-586-7700. If you need 10, 20, 30, 50, 100 of them, whatever you need, they'll just send them to you wherever you want them to. Call and give them that information. They'll mail you your registration and information on what you got to do for the bike-a-thon. The number in the city, 212, then 586-7700. We want you there. We'll be there. On Sunday, May 18th, and that's a place to be. We're NEWFM in New York on your dial, 102.7, the address for rock music. in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut.